The Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's fallback edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online. You'll be all set up to stream the show. And, hey, well, as you can tell, my voice is back. I'm in good shape. A little flaky start to the show today. I didn't have much of a voice the first hour. That's because Martha fell back, set her peacocks back early, and set my alarm early and all of that. I just forgot to turn it on. And, of course, I was late getting to bed as usual. And I woke up thinking, feels like I should be up by now. Looked at the clock and, oh my gosh, you've never seen me move so fast on a Sunday morning. 8:52. I rolled out at 8 minutes to discuss. So nobody's been fed at my house. I didn't pray, didn't meditate, didn't do affirmations. Anyway, I really had to tap dance to keep my voice going in that first hour. But once I finally got my tea, yay, my voice is back to normal. So anyway, we are firing up hour number three with animals, 24-7.org. I mean, these folks know more about animals all over the world than anybody else I know. And if you just want to know what's going on with animals, you just check with Merritt and Beth Clifton. And they are here. Good morning, Merritt and Beth.
Morning.
Good morning, Martha. Good morning, Nate.
Nathan's here too. Yep. And I have to say, I just sent to, because last night Beth sent me a fabulous email. And, you know, we always start off by talking about Henry, the Whidbey Island rogue rooster that Beth made friends with and collected and brought home. So he was no longer wandering aimlessly around Whidbey Island. And then, of course, once Henry came home, Henry had to have a lady friend. And so then Arabella came along. And then, of course, they need some place to live. Well, holy moly! Not only does Merritt know everything and anything about animals everywhere, all over the place, apparently knows how to build stuff. Because you guys built Henry and Arabella a phenomenal chicken condo, and I just sent the email on to Nathan. That's a pretty impressive deal, isn't it, Nathan?
It is. I mean, you think about smart homes for people and how they're doing automation things like turning on lights or opening and closing garage doors. Well, now it's entering into the chicken world for Henry and Arabella.
It is.
Well, because it looks like you got automatic everything. You got doors that open and automatically and close, and you got heaters that come on and off and all that sort of thing.
There's a step light, too, made by Ring. So I can activate it from the house so I don't have to go out in the darkness to make sure that everybody's in and safe. I can turn the light on from the window and make sure everybody's in just with a click of a button on my phone. And also it alerts me if anything is near the coop.
Great minds think alike. Could you have those cameras? I've always kind of wanted like wildlife cameras or something around, and I never was techie enough to figure out how to do that and all of that. And even the thoughts of those Ring cameras and all that sort of stuff intimidated me. But I sometimes shop on TV, and I think it was HSN had a hot Today Special Value, and it was really cheap for a Ring camera and then an indoor outdoor camera in addition to that. And I thought, well, I could do that, and I know they're great returns, so if I can't figure it out, I can send it back. Well, I got that. So I just this month for the first time I now have a Ring camera on my front door, and that my front door opens to my big fenced dog yard, and then the outdoor camera I put in the back so I can see when I have the birdie bath out and can see the birds bathing and all of that, and I'll be able to catch the deer and the bear when they come through the yard and all of that. So I finally, for the first time, have cameras. But what I'm enjoying most right now is the front Ring camera. When Robbie goes out in the dog yard, like where he is now, he's right outside the door, and that's where the Ring camera is. So I can now, the best thing, I'm thinking, I can see Robbie when he's out there, and I know when he's moving, when he comes back around the door, and then it's very cool. Can you talk to your chickens on your phone? I can talk to Robbie on the phone.
Now you've inspired me to get a camera. It's all your fault.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, because Beth's last line, she's telling me all this great stuff in the chicken coop and all this stuff. And she's, I've thought about cameras and stuff, but I'm not going to do that because I don't want to be the chicken lady. Well, I had to write her back and say, too late. You already are. And if you don't have a Ring camera, Beth, that you can talk to your chickens, let me tell you how cool it is. The first time I turned on the microphone and talked to Robbie, he's like, where's Mom? Where is she? Well, now he knows that he can, I can talk to him. And so anyway, I'm having more fun with this silly little Ring camera and being able to, and then the indoor outdoor model camera, I have outside now, but I realized all my animals are older now, and it would be good to be able to have a camera inside so I could see them when I'm not there. So I'll be able to move it inside when I want a camera on my older animals inside. So I'm all for it. Chicken lady, you need cameras. Now, I see there's no grin on Merritt's face. I don't know if he's not so wild about this camera and stuff, but I think you're responsible, Merritt, for building this cat runner, aren't you?
Well,
I mean, the chicken coop.
Yes. If he wasn't there, it would still be sitting unput together.
Gotcha. So you used a kit, but then it looks like you put nice concrete blocks and all of that. And anyway, it's absolutely fabulous. My cat run is the greatest cat run on the planet. I call it the Paz Mahal. But I think you must have the Chick Mahal now. That's what I've named it. They've got the Chick Mahal. And it's very cool. Anyway, I guess we better get on to business here and find out what, besides cameras and automatic doors and fabulous chicken condos, Merritt, what's going on in the world of animals that we need to know about this month?
We've had a terrible week for spotted owls.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne Pacelli of Animal Wellness Action was able to lobby a bill onto the U.S. Senate floor introduced by a Republican, John Kennedy of Louisiana, that would have stopped the massacre of about 450,000 barred owls on purported behalf of spotted owls, which would really just allow the timber industry to log off more spotted owl habitat because it's a compensatory deal. Unfortunately, Wayne had counted on the support of Democrats. Only 3 Democrats favored it, along with 22 Republicans, so it failed by a margin of 25-72. Basically, all the Democrats but 3, Bernie Sanders, Kristen Gilliland, and I'm forgetting who the 3rd one was, but I should remember, all voted in favor of the spotted owl massacre, along with the majority of Republicans. So now it's going full speed ahead, and the only opportunity to stop it
They voted against it, not for it, the 3 of them.
Well,
Well, because they passed something where they were, what they were going to do, Mayor, they want to do is kill all the barred owls because they say they're taking away the habitat of the spotted owl.
Right.
When in fact, this could all be managed in a different way, and if we would quit taking the habit of the forest and cutting down the tree, but there was legislation to stop the killing of the barred owls, and why didn't the Democrats support it? Do you know?
Basically, because the big six environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, Center for Biodiversity, et cetera, see this as weakening the Endangered Species Act. If you uphold the Endangered Species Act to the letter of the law, then you have to do everything possible to protect an endangered species. And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is saying that includes killing the barred owls, who are themselves protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act.
Jeez.
You're basically killing one protected species to help an endangered species, the northern spotted owl. And there's a lot of things wrong with that, just even from a biological perspective. One of them is they don't really eat the same things. Spotted owl lives on red tree voles almost exclusively, which live in old growth forest almost exclusively. The barred owl eats practically everything. It can live in any kind of forest habitat. And if you log off the spotted owl habitat, what you're going to get is no red tree voles and no spotted owls.
Right.
And either the barred owls are going to move into that territory or you're not going to have any owls at all.
Wow. So it sounds like this has not really been thought out well.
Not at all. At the same time, it's now been decreed that this will happen, and the last chance to stop it is with a lawsuit that Animal Wellness Action is pursuing to try to stop it under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Unfortunately, the Senate resolution would have been much more rapid and effective than something taking possibly several years to go through court.
The average person could not tell the difference from one owl to the other. The two, the spotted and the barred, other than size and maybe a few feathers moved here and there around, they look identical.
And even the size difference is not significant. You really have to be an expert to tell one for another. And here's another great likelihood. These guys going out to shoot the barred owls in the middle of the night, having to fight them, basically, they're going to end up shooting
spotted owls. Oh, for crying out loud! This makes it all right. So I guess I'm guilty of not being on top of this enough, because it sounds like I should have been calling my senators about this, and I didn't know that. So, is there anything right now that we can do to support, or we just have to wait to see what happens with the lawsuit?
Well, technically, it could be brought back to the Senate floor if reintroduced. I don't know if there's any momentum for that right now. Both houses of Congress are preoccupied with the governmental shutdown and the budget issue. So,
yeah, that's a whole thing. Another can of worms there. Thanks to the Trump shutdown. And it's nothing other than that, anybody. Just trust me, it's the Trump shutdown. But so is it still worth, should I be calling like Senators Murray and Cantwell and saying, hey, you guys need to save the barred owls. This is ridiculous.
Where were they?
Yeah.
Patty Murray doesn't live very far from here. She has barred owls in her backyard, but I don't know if she ever bothered to watch them.
Uh-huh.
They're pretty entertaining animals.
Well, I had a great relationship. I called in for help when I had my farm, and I ignorantly felt bad for the wild pigeons that were starving, and so I started feeding them, and before I turned around, I had like 200 pigeons in my arena, and that didn't work either, because they were starving. So I went out and prayed and meditated and asked for help. Well, guess who came in to help? A barred owl. Well, I still have a, you know, and I went, I talked to him, and it's like, he had to wait for me. I had to go get my camera and take pictures, and I have incredible pictures of this barred owl posing for me in my arena. But he would come every day, and he took care of the population. They're very efficient hunters when you ask them to do what you need to do. So I appreciate barred owls. I'm not quite sure what my relationship is, because I don't know how much he or she understands. But I'm having a conversation every night with a great horned owl. And it's a hoo 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 hoo. That's my anytime I go out, because I usually frizz Robbie after dark, and he's in usually in one of the like 150 foot hemlocks. Right on the road around me. He's very close. But he starts talking right away, and then I, you know, and I say hi, and then I hoot back, and then he hoots at me, and then I copy his hoot, and he copies my. And so I don't know what we're really saying, but I have this great conversation with this hoot owl every night. Owls are great, and I was very impressed with the barred owl I had, except that one evening, just at dusk, I was walking my Abyssinians, my ping, G-Man and Jopi I had on their harnesses and flexi leads, and we were out by the arena. Well, sure enough, it was just dusk, but that owl came out, and he was diving right for my cat. So I had to jump up and, this is not a pigeon. You know, leave my... So back in the house, we went with the kitties on leash. And then no more walks at dusk, because this owl would have taken one of the cats if he could have.
While they were on their harnesses, the owl did that?
Yeah. Yeah, but I was on a, you know, one of those retractable leashes, so he was maybe 10, 15 feet away from me at the time. Okay, but so he was diving right for that. Yeah, anyway, and I had to jump in and wave him off. And then, of course, Kitty's back in the house. So I have a history with owls. All right, so let's everybody around here pick up phones and call Patty Murray and Maria Cantwell and say, hey, where were you? You need to support the owls, on all the owls, and we shouldn't be for all the reasons we shouldn't be killing the barred owls. All righty, we need to take care of advertisers. Let's do that real quick. Then we'll come back and find out what else is on the animal list we need to know about. And stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are in the last hour of our fallback edition of Animal World this week, but we're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Linda Rasmussen. She's one of our best practitioners. She'll be here next week for our healing show. Check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website, and she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call or text her at the number I'm going to give you, and working with you on the area on the air doesn't count. So you can call or text her and have a free session, and that would be Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Remember me, I need your help drumming up some business. People have got serious problems going on with their dog on the behavior department. I can help and do it in one session, and I've got a free finance. You know, you can write me a string of post-dated checks forever. I'm real easy to work with. So hand out my phone number and tell anybody you know has got problems with their dogs. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, we are in the middle of a conversation with Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org, the best site to find out what's going on with animals all over the country, all over the world. And sign up for the newsletter, then you'll know and keep up with things like I do. So we've got the Bardale thing we need to follow up on. Yeah, there's a ton of other stuff going on, but the one thing that popped into my mind while we're during the ads, Merritt, of course, are the big hurricanes and all of that in Jamaica. And of course, you were right on top of that.
We've done three update articles in the last week.
Yeah.
Established communication with some of the humane organizations on Jamaica and also the Bahamas. Now, one unfortunate aspect of this, the hurricane was bad enough, but when it hit, two of the four major humane organizations on Jamaica were already in disarray, on the verge of being defunct for several different reasons. The Jamaica SPCA, which was founded back in 1903, lost its premises and was forced to relocate about 2 weeks before the hurricane hit.
And
It, as far as we can tell, has been completely out of action. Of the rest, another one had problems because of the death of the founder. Uh-huh. That left two other humane organizations, of which both had fairly heavy storm damage, and they don't have the kennel space or facilities or running water or any of those things to take in any of the animals that have been left homeless by the storm. So it's a pretty good mess, and it's made even worse because the power lines are down, the telephone lines are down, the cell phone transmission towers are down, the roads are washed away in many places.
Wow.
Things are relatively stable at the eastern end of the island, the Kingston end, but at the other end of Montego Bay, Negril, Elizabeth Parish, those places are pretty much devastated, and it's not just the animal facilities are devastated, it's everything.
Wow.
So we've been trying to keep people posted about what's going on, getting information out in bits and pieces. Secondarily, after going sweeping through Jamaica, Melissa swept across Cuba. We don't have any information about animal rescues or shelters in Cuba, although we know there are some, but went on to strike a part of the Bahamas, the San Salvador Island in the Bahamas, and fairly heavily damaged the one animal shelter there, Manfred's Animal Rescue. Apparently had a damaged airplane land in their backyard, as well as having their roof blown off.
Wow. So if sounds like the place for folks to be is animals24-7.org, if you want to keep up on, you know, the follow-up after the hurricanes and what's going on, because Merritt, you seem to have connected with all the powers that be and the information we need. Have been able to post how we could help or organizations to donate to, or do you have a recommendation about that?
We don't actually do that because it would be perceived as playing favorites. But people can read the articles and go to the websites or the Facebook pages of any organization that impresses them.
But get the information directly from those that are there, because there's a lot of large organizations that are trying to weasel in on it. And
some out-and-out scammers. Even while Hurricane Melissa was still over Jamaica, there were a lot of bogus websites popping up from outfits that have no history in Jamaica, have never been to Jamaica, and in some cases don't have an IRS 501c3 nonprofit status, of just taking advantage of people's lack of knowledge about the situation to solicit donations. And some of the organizations that are functional in Jamaica are now warning people that there are bogus mirror websites set up with bogus accounts for people to send money to. And they've never heard of these people.
If you go to Animals 24/7 and you read some of the articles, it'll give you some idea of which organizations are actually there and working.
Yeah, so I guess the big alert to everybody now is, if you want to help, I mean, that's wonderful. Open your heart and help, but be very careful. There's a lot of unfortunately dishonest people out there, and there's a lot of scams out there. So don't just go online and click on the fanciest thing or something that looks legit. Go to animals24-7.org. Read the articles that they're posting, because all the information in the articles they're writing is legitimate. So you want to go through the organizations they're talking about and realize they're not giving you direct donate here, donate there, because they have to kind of stay non-biased here and not like they're supporting something. But you can, you know, you'll know what organizations they're talking about and who's there and who to donate directly to.
The organizations that are actually in Jamaica are the least able to communicate at this point in time.
Yeah. Okay.
They're not able to just sit there on Facebook or X or whatever and respond to people immediately with a song and dance.
Because they're out there in the hurricane saving animals.
Right.
Okay. So remember that, folks. And I also just realizing, Merritt and Beth, that we have an extra Sunday this month in November. And I think that'll be like the 23rd of November. So please check your calendars, and I'm hoping you guys are available. Then we'll be able to book in an extra time, extra Sunday and time with Merritt and Beth and catch up on all of the animal stuff going on all around the world. But just be careful. You can donate to the rescues and so forth with all these the hurricane stuff, but be sure you're not getting scammed. And the best way to do that is go through animals24-7.org and
read.
All righty. Thank you guys for all the fabulous work that you do and the great chicken condo that you've done for Henry and Arabella. Give them Aunt Martha's love.
Well, I want to say thank you, Martha. Thanks for nothing, because now I got to go get a camera.
Well, and then poor Merritt's going to be abandoned because you're going to be talking to the chickens and stuff and watching them. But that's my favorite thing is watching Robbie out, because I can keep an eye on whatever he's doing. And I got an air tag for Robbie. So, and it tells me when, you know, oh, Robbie's left, and it's not really, well, he didn't leave, I left. But so now Robbie's got an air take on him, so I can find him, and I can watch him through my Ring camera. So, yeah, catch up with Aunt Martha. Beth, you need to get cameras. So maybe later in the month we can talk about the cameras.
About getting trail cams, but yeah. I just thought it might be too over the top to get the chickens a camera.
Well, no, but anyway, these little indoor-outdoor Ring things are pretty cool. Anyway, yeah. We have got to carry on. It's time to change our hats and take care of the human animals, because now we get to talk about something that will bring us peace and harmony. We get to talk about meditation and yoga and all that higher higher vibration stuff so that we can balance out the show today. And hopefully I'll get my day caught up, because I got animal, you know, nobody's been fed in my house. I've got sharks circling my cats, and they're all saying, what on earth is going on? Martha forgot to set her alarm. Oh, well. Okay, Merritt and Beth, thank you so much. And remember, folks, go to animals24-7.org. And we will hopefully talk to you later in the month again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. A little bit late, but always awake and ready, better than I was this morning. And that would be from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. It's Nancy Callins joining us. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. You overslept on the time went your direction, too. So.
Oh, Nancy. I had to tell everybody the first time in this is never 30 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. It's the first time.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
Yesterday I was on top of everything. I fell back all my clocks. I set my alarm for this morning, which, you know, because I'm not a morning person. So I don't do
either.
Early mornings except for radio. Okay, so I need the alarm and all of that, and I set it early. Well, apparently I was so confident that I had done everything ahead of time, I didn't double check the alarm before I went to sleep.
Oh, dear.
And, all right, and so, and I was late going to bed as usual, so I wasn't going to get much. So I started, anyway, when I woke up feeling like something wasn't right and I should be getting up, I look at the clock. It was 8:52.
What time do you go on the air?
9 a.m.
Oops.
Oops is right. Okay. So the only thing I was really able to do was go to the bathroom and let everybody out, you know, throw on a robe. I don't even have socks on. Okay. Nobody's, Robbie hasn't been fed. The cats haven't been fed. It took me the first hour to get my tea because I had to run in and out on commercials to get my tea. And so I didn't even have a voice till the second hour. So holy mackerel, you know, when Master says, you know, yada, 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 and we're supposed to say awake and ready, I was not awake. Ready this morning.
Well, you did see you had something woke you up right at the right time, so you weren't actually late.
I was thanking Master, you know, Divine Mother, Master, and Saint Francis, whoever poked me. Thank you very much.
Exactly.
Because then we found out after that, Nathan would have called me on my cell phone, and I turned my cell phone off.
Yeah.
At night. Okay, so anyway, I'm just fortunate that Master woke me up, so thank you. Master's a good alarm clock when you forget to set yours.
Exactly.
So anyway, how's stuff going with you, Nancy, and Ananda today?
Oh, things are great here. We had a nice service, and the sun is shining. And
Is it still out? Because my sun went away.
Oh, no, yeah, it's shining. At the tree. You know, the trees are here around the Blue Lotus Temple are so beautiful,
yeah.
And they're all just filled with these golden yellow leaves with the sun shining through them, so it's really nice.
Yeah, well, most of those golden yellow leaves are on the ground at my house. That's my agenda this afternoon is hopefully it's going to stay dry so I can get out there and do another round of blowing all kinds of leaves and stuff. All right, so gosh, it is it's November already, and we're moving into the holidays and all of that stuff. What do we got on the agenda? We need to talk about this month, Nancy.
Yeah, we have many things coming up.
Yeah, because don't count on me; I'm still in bed.
Okay, I'll tell you what they all are then, and you can see how many of them you think you could go to.
You know, we had a list prepared, you know, earlier in the week, but I didn't have time to bring it up, and I don't have it. Yeah, anyway,
that's awesome. Yeah, the next opportunity to do an Ananda thing and get yourself centered and energized and ready for the holidays is a retreat at Heart Song next Saturday. It's called How to Have Courage, Calmness, and Confidence. So it'll take some inspiration from Yogananda's book by that, but it also will include Hatha Yoga. Jenny and Kevin, both two of our delightful yoga teachers, are going to lead that. So there'll be two different yoga sessions and then a nice lunch and time to, you know, spend time on the grounds and talk. So it won't be like a, you know, power yoga workshop. It'll be an offering of some different yoga to get.
Well, that'd be a great one. So the Heart Song is a retreat that you guys have in the Lake Stevens area, right?
Yes. Yeah, it's a beautiful spot and really lovely this time. I mean, lovely all times of year, but the grounds are just gorgeous. So there's, you know, beautiful trees, and it's a very calm and peaceful. It's about 5 acres, And yeah, out in Lake Stevens. So when you go there, it's just sort of, it's not, you know, you don't have to drive very far. It only takes 20 minutes maybe to get there, but you just go and everything, as soon as you drive down the long driveway into the grounds with the beautiful trees and things, to think just all the outside world melts away.
All right. And this is it a, just a one-day retreat or is it a weekend retreat?
No, I
said it's a one-day?
Yep. This is just
and
a
with Kevin and Jen,
because...
Yeah, our Animal World family here has met Kevin once on the air with us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I, of course, I've known Kevin since before he was part of Ananda.
Yeah.
Because of his wonderful story in history. You know, his book, A Thousand Screaming Monkeys, because he came out of the world of addiction. And, of course, it was yoga and meditation that saved him.
Yes.
And he's fabulous. I can't. I always like to have Kevin on there. But anyway, y'all have met him once. Well, Kevin and Jen are leading this retreat next week, and you said there's going to be hatha yoga, and that's the physical body posturing yoga going on. But how great, because you know Kevin's part of our Animal World family. He's joined us here on the air, but also what y'all don't know is that Kevin has dachshunds. Yeah, he has the cutest old dachshunds. And he's had problems with his dachshunds in the past. In fact, he called me several years ago. One of his dogs was in big trouble. And he says, I don't know what to do and I don't know, but everything inside me says to call you and that you can help me and help my dog. And I had to say, well, it's the right thing to do to call me, Aunt Martha, but it's not me. I need to pass you on to next week's guest, and that's Dr. Nils Rasmussen and his healing ministry for animals. Anyway, Kevin and Jen hooked up with Dr. Nils, and he saved their dog, and he saved Jen, too. Jen had stuff going on that he saved. So it's a great retreat for you guys to sign up for next Saturday because it's being led by Animal World family members.
Yes. Full of lots of heart and love, and great way to lead into the holiday season there.
And so I think for this, as well as anything else we talk about, is the best way to find out more and sign up would be go to the Ananda website, anandawashington.org. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Yep.
All right. Well, then I'm looking at the clock, and I'm awake enough to know that we need to keep Nathan happy before he starts stomping around here and take care of our advertisers one more time. So we're going to do that. Nancy's going to wait, and then we will come back and find out what else is on our list, because I know we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but I didn't have time to pull it up this morning, so I'm relying on Nancy. Anyway, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. More with Nancy Callan straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down our fallback edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And boy, are my animals excited to hear that, I'll tell you, because I got hungry. I got hungry critters because nobody's been fed. Guess what the first thing I'm going to be doing here shortly. Anyway, we heard from Natasha Venter. She's our medium communicator and general psychic gal, and she will be in the studio, or she'll be on the show with us the third week of November. And in the meantime, you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com, Intuitive Clarifications IC on YouTube, and you can catch her 4 o'clock Wednesday podcast every week on YouTube and all kinds of other stuff she's left there for you to listen to. And she's also available for private readings. So check her out, Natasha Venter, intuitiveclarifications.com, Natasha Venter IC on YouTube, or you can just give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Remember Jude Potten, our sound healer, Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. One of the most gifted healers I know. You can work with her in person, which I highly recommend because of being in the healing center and with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and so forth. She does great light chiropractic and acutonics, which I think is more powerful than acupuncture with the needles, but she can do that too. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, we're going to get back to our conversation with Nancy from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And gosh, Nancy, what else is on our list?
Well, let's first just give a shout out to if anybody's interested in trying to get a meditation practice started before the end of the year, so they're ready for January. We have a 1 day, just a couple hour introduction to meditation workshop on November the 29th, just meditation for starters. So great way to give yourself a little gift for the holidays to learn some simple, basic.
Oh, wouldn't that be great for people that aren't meditators? It is the best gift you could give yourself to go through the holidays.
Yes.
Especially if you have challenging holidays.
Yes.
Maybe you got to get together with family members and you all don't agree. Ooh, I can't imagine that. Fortunately, me and my family are all on the same page, but I know that isn't the case for everyone. But what a great practice.
Yeah.
To start. So November 29th is when it begins?
November 29th, yep. It's just a short workshop. I think it's probably around noon. I don't have the time jotted right down here. But,
and that says November 29th is a Saturday.
It's 10:30 to 12, yes. It's a Saturday, 10:30 to 12. Mm-hmm. It's
and
right
does that
here.
begin a class then every Saturday?
Nope, that one is just a one-time workshop.
Okay.
So a good
great
way to just get in and give yourself that little pre-gift, that little pre-Christmas gift, and then you can
always
pick up with the longer-term classes that you know that will start in January.
Do you have in your notes? Is it a hybrid class you can join in person or online?
That
in person only
workshop, in person only here at the Blue Lotus Temple.
Okay, in person only Saturday, November 29th, and you said what? 10 to noon.
Yes, 10:30 to noon.
10:30 to noon. Introduction to meditation. All right, I put that on my list.
Yeah,
okay, what's next?
Yeah, and then that same day, if you're looking for, again, more of a workshop, longer time session, there's another retreat at Heartsong that weekend, The Art of Super Relaxation, and it will include a lot of preparation for how to get yourself relaxed for meditation, and then some nice guided meditation techniques and practices that you can take home as well. But you can spend the day enjoying, you know, having a nice tea and lunch and company, and again, in that nice Heartsong environment. So if you want to make more of a day of getting yourself relaxed and learning a few meditation techniques, that would be a good choice.
All right. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the holiday, well, let me just throw out, starting in January, we have the next session of the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, which, you know, that's the best way to start your year.
Right. And that's the biggest deal class, I think, that we,
that's the
you only do it twice a year. So you want to get on it. And that'll be, we'll have more time to talk about that on the air because it doesn't start till January. But, you know, you could be thinking, you could be checking out the dates and all of that sort of thing coming up.
Yeah. But then for Christmas events, well, we have the Thanksgiving banquet if people are looking for a Thanksgiving little bit of community and companionship and joy for Thanksgiving. There's a potluck Thanksgiving banquet on November 27th. And then for some Christmas events, the East West Bookshop is having their anniversary, their second anniversary on November 9th. So you can go in to East
West. Has it been 2 years already that
the
East West Bookshop has been open?
Yes.
Because they're in downtown Edmonds now.
Yeah. Yeah. So great place to go and start shopping for some holiday gifts and enjoy some fun festivities. I'm sure there'll be snacks and discounts and a fun festive atmosphere at that. So I just wanted to
tell me when that is going to be again.
It's November 9th. It's I believe that's a Saturday as well. Oh, no, it's a Sunday. Sunday, November 9th.
Yeah, that's next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's from 3 to 5, so in the afternoon.
So you can listen to Animal World, and then you can cruise out to East West.
Exactly.
From 3 to 5 and this is, you said this is an anniversary celebration for 2 years?
Yeah, anniversary
Excellent.
for their 2 years of opening. So,
and
it's a beautiful
starts
place
at 3 o'clock.
People haven't been there. Yeah, very uplifting.
All right. Sounds great. What else have we got?
Okay, let's see. For Christmas, we have, again, another way to give yourself a little pause and calm during the holidays. On December 13th at Heartsong, there's a Heart of Christmas Day Retreat. It's just from 10 to 2:30. And you'll get to make a wreath to take home with you and do some festive tree trimming decorations. You're going to decorate the tree at Heartsong, and there'll be tea and a nice luncheon and Christmas caroling. So just a beautiful way to start to really get in the holiday season and bring a wreath home with you.
Well, how fun. That's really neat. I don't think we've done that before. I don't remember.
No, it's new. It's, I think, just the opportunity to get out to Heartsong and have, you know, there's a, you know, enjoy the kind of camaraderie and, you know, just take a little break for it all and sit around and
But how fun to make a wreath, too.
Yeah.
That's really neat.
Yeah,
that's something you can take home.
You know, who doesn't
you can
want
bring
wreath,
the energy home with you with your handmade wreath. That's really cool.
Yeah, right? and
that's a Saturday.
Nice vegetarian lunch and...
That's a Saturday, December 13th.
Yeah, Saturday, December 13th, yeah.
All right. And then that's going to lead us close to the holidays, then.
That will lead us close to Christmas, yes. Yeah, the Christmas, of course, the Christmas meditations and the winter. Well, yeah, there's the Winter Wonderland at the Ananda Community in Linwood is on December 6th. And then the Christmas meditation for those that really want to dive into meditation for Christmas on December 20th is the all-day Christmas meditation.
Yeah, and that's the annual thing. And is at the Blue Lotus Temple.
In the temple, yes.
Awesome, yeah. And really a wonderful way to get prepared for the, you know, week of Christmas and everything.
Yeah.
Because it's an all-day meditation type,
which
isn't as daunting as it might sound.
People don't have to stay for the whole thing either. So, there's chanting, regular chanting breaks. So,
wonderful. Well, does that wrap up everything we need to know about this?
I think that hits the highlight. I mean, I could probably go on for 20 more minutes with more things, but I think those are some key ones.
Yeah, except Nathan would kick us out. You know,
yes,
he's just
exactly.
not very
oh,
nice
I will
about
mention,
that.
If there's any yoga teachers listening, that we do have a restorative yoga teacher training coming up that starts in January, and it'll only be relevant for yoga teachers that would like to some next level yoga teacher credit. But restorative yoga is a wonderful practice. So
wonderful. Well, my little Sophie Sweet Cheeks, my little tuxedo rescue, is saying, I don't care about restorative yoga, Mom. When are you going to give me breakfast? Yes. So I've got very eager kitties going on here. But Nancy, thank you so much for being awake and ready.
Well, thanks, Martha, for having me.
Fill us in on all that great stuff. And we will be talking to Ananda again the first Sunday of December. But, you know, who knows who we'll be talking to
Maybe
in a month.
We'll send you Kevin again.
Well, yeah, you never know. It could be Kevin. but it is that, what it is, it's because it's coming up this next Saturday.
Yes.
Right?
The next Saturday is the anniversary celebration at East West, or Kevin and Jenny's workshop, How to Have Courage, Calmness, and Confidence Through Yoga.
Right. And if you want information on any of this stuff, you can just go to anandawashington.org.
Mm-hmm.
And all the events and workshops and everything are listed on the calendars there, and you can find out more. You can sign up. You can always call the Blue Lotus Temple if you need to talk to a human to get answers. That's also an okay thing to do. And Nancy, I say thank you so much for spending time with us today. And hopefully, you know, maybe I'll actually see you in person maybe over the holidays. Do you know, let me ask you this before I let you go. I'm looking at my calendar, which I'm why my voice is moving away from the microphone here. Okay, Christmas is a Wednesday this year.
Okay.
No. Christmas is a Thursday. Christmas Eve is Wednesday. And then Christmas Day is on a Thursday. Do you know yet what the service schedule is going to be? I mean,
will there be a Christmas Eve service? There will be a Christmas Eve service. Yes, there will be a Christmas Eve service.
Oh, yay. But not a Christmas Day service on Thursday.
Probably not on Christmas Day. The main Christmas family pageant will probably be, I would guess, that Sunday before.
Because it's either the 21st and the 28th.
I assume the Christmas pageant, I'm sure, will be
Will be on the 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But one of my, I always go in person, I'll be there again this year, I mean, you know, weather permitting, will be Christmas Eve, and it's a candlelight service. It's just so lovely. So hopefully, mark your calendars, everybody, and plan to come out to Ananda on Christmas Eve and join me for the Christmas Eve service. It's really special. Anyway, Nancy, thank you so much, and we'll talk to Ananda again the first Sunday of December, and I hope to see you through the holidays sometime.
All right. Go
God
get
bless,
your
Nancy.
Cat fed.
thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. Man, Nathan, I made it. I don't think I did anything too real stupid here on the air. I did take me an hour to get my voice going, but we made it through and life is good. I guess one thing we didn't touch base with, the only other thing, sports stuff going on. Do we have a Seahawks game today?
That is a good question. I was so focused on a World Series that I did not get a chance to check on that. But just out of curiosity for you, were you pulling for the Blue Jays? Were you pulling for the Dodgers? Or were you just hoping for a good
series? Oh, I was
going to
ask you that too. I forgot. I was rooting for the Blue Jays.
Okay, see, ultimately I wanted a good, hard-fought World Series, one that can be enjoyed just by somebody, but, you know, my heart was leaning Dodgers.
Okay. Well, I was leaning Blue Jays because they beat us, so I figure if they were good enough to beat us, they should have won the World Series. And the other little thing, they're Canada.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Do I have to say more? Canada. I love Canada.
Well, for me, it's like every time I go to a Mariners Blue Jays game, it's always overrun by Blue Jays fans. And that is a little bit irritating to me personally. It's like, I got to deal with the cheers from the other team when I'm trying to cheer on my home team. And that's why I'm here, to cheer on my home team. And most of the people are not doing that, so there is that little bit. And, of course, you know, they knocked the Mariners out of the...
Holy moly, I'm looking
and
at
I
the clock.
And I do have respect for the Dodgers. Despite them having such a high payroll, I respect a lot of their players, nonetheless. And so I was just ultimately, you know, I wanted the Dodgers to win a little bit more.
Okay. So now we've just learned something else new. We don't really have to end at noon if Nathan's talking. Okay, he won't cut himself off, but I better get busy here because otherwise he's going to cut me off because we're over time. Anyway, thanks for being here. Healing Sunday next week. Mark your calendars, free remote treatments with Dr. Nels and Linda. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to open your heart, set your alarms, and share your love with all living things. God bless you guys. Talk to you again next week.
And in the meantime, to answer your question about the Seahawks, their game is at 5:20 today versus the Washington Commanders.